Shall we please bow our heads for a word of prayer? Our dear Heavenly Father, we thank you very much for another opportunity we have to sit at your feet and learn more of you.
Thank you.
We appreciate your great blessings in the morning service.
Amen.
We thank you, O God, for the grace that came upon both your servant and we, the hearer. We are grateful unto you for the blessings.
Thank you, Lord.
Lord, we know that that's already our heritage, and the devil cannot take it away from us.
Amen.
We take possession of the same. Thank you for this opportunity again this evening.
Thank you.
Thank you for the worship service.
Amen.
Thank you for special number.
Amen.
We want to hand over the service again into your hand, that one more time, you will do wonders in our midst.
Amen.
You will meet each one of us at the point of our knees.
Amen.
Both spiritually and physically.
Amen.
May sicknesses get scared in your presence.
Amen.
And take their flight.
Amen.
May the seekers of the Holy Ghost gather enough faith and courage, Lord, to step into their position in Christ.
Amen.
Every works of the enemy will bring them under control of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
We take authority over them, Father.
Amen.
Thank you, King of Glory.
Thank you, Jesus.
Help your servant and help everyone of us.
Amen.
At the end of this service, we'll have every cause to rejoice and give praise and glory unto you.
Amen.
We ask these petitions with thanksgiving in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen. Amen.
God bless you.
Kuluwa,
you can please be seated. We thank the Lord for another privilege again to be in His presence.
Where
someone, I think I saw a name there now, brother Adebayo Oyedokun. His tablet is voice of God tab is here. Maybe he left it somewhere.
Okay, my voice of God one. I want back. Yes, bye bye.
Also, a minister is looking for his wallet that he misplaced after the morning service.
Let me see. Uro, I'm sure long come back be posty one.
So if you have any wallet that is not yours, please give it to the officers.
We pause the cover and the cover of the thing she did that confirm one will you.
Then we have, I believe, so, a couple of the ministers that either they came into the service in the morning or they sat back and or they came after the morning service that are now on the platform.
So we
want to quickly introduce
them.
God bless you. This evening, by the grace of God,
we'll
have one of the servants of God to minister to us in person of Reverend Joseph Babalola.
Joseph Babalola.
Shall we rise up on our feet and sing, reach out and touch the Lord as He passes by? And touch the Lord as He was. I have found it's not too busy. To hear my heart cry. Seen by this morning, my name's to song. I will reach out and touch the Lord as He holds on. Jesus is passing this way.
Given unto us, Lord, to be gathered here again in this convention in this year 2025. Lord, year after year, each time we gather, you've not failed, Lord Jesus, to manifest your presence in our midst.
Amen.
Thank you for how you started with us yesterday. Lord, thank you for your word that we have heard thus far. We trust that the Holy Spirit is at work on those things we have heard and the things we are still going to hear. And we trust, Lord Jesus, that they will bring forth fruit in abundance.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
That the purpose for which these meetings have been called, Lord Jesus, is to be accomplished in righteousness.
Amen.
And we ask, Lord Jesus, just as we have sung, that you are passing again this way. Lord, this evening may you pass by again.
Amen.
We know you are here already because we know you're a covenant keeping God.
Yes, Lord.
Your prophet made us to understand that you keep all appointments.
Yes, Lord.
You said we are two or three are gathered together in your name. He said there you be in their midst. Lord, we trust that you are here with us again this evening. Those things that you are known for, Lord, each time you come around, we know you will not fail to displace those things again this evening.
Amen.
We want to ask that you help our unbelief this evening.
Amen.
Help us to reach out, Lord, in faith to you.
Amen.
That every need that is represented here this evening, that each and every one of them will be met in the name of Jesus
Amen.
Christ. Those who are connected online, Lord, Father, we pray for the same blessings for them.
Amen.
Lord, may you meet each and every one at the point of their needs.
Amen.
Grant it, Heavenly Father.
Amen.
Shut my mouth to anything that is not yours.
Amen.
May gracious words, may words of life proceed out of these lips in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
I commit the interpreter into your hands also. May your grace be sufficient unto him.
Amen.
Grant it, Heavenly Father.
Amen.
For we ask these things with faith and with thanksgiving in Jesus Christ's name.
Amen.
Amen. And the bride say,
Amen.
Let's put our hands together for Jesus. If you're happy to be here this evening, put your hands together for Jesus.
Amen
and
amen.
Why not turn to your neighbor, shake their hand, say, God bless you, you're welcome to this service this evening in Jesus' name.
Amen.
My brother, you're welcome to this meeting this evening in Jesus' name.
Amen.
God bless you.
All right, we want to thank the Lord. You can be seated. God bless you all. You can be seated. We want to thank the Lord this evening for the privilege he has given unto us to be at this convention this year. And, I also want to thank God for the privilege he has given to me to stand before you this evening. And I want to appreciate the host pastor and the associate. Thank you very much. God bless you. I do say that it's not a right. To stand behind the pulpit of any man, of any pastor,
it's
a privilege. And I do not take it for granted. I also appreciate the men of God behind me. Thank you very much. You know, we have our fathers here. If you want to clap, clap very well. Yeah, our fathers are here. Our uncles are here. Our friends are also here. Thank you very much. It's not because I'm a better preacher than them. There are many better preachers here. Wonderful preachers. But I think it forced my Lord to stand before you this evening. And I also want to thank you all for coming to this convention. Because if you are not here, I won't be here to stand before you. I also want to bring greetings from some of our friends. Some of them, before we left home, they said we should greet the brethren. Pastor Ni Adelodun, we chatted this afternoon and he said I should greet the brethren. Of course, he didn't know I was preaching. He just said I should greet the brethren. So I'm greeting everyone.
Yeah.
One of our friends too, Brother Toby Odunowo, also sent his greetings. And also Brother Victor Adewumi also said I should greet everybody. God bless you all. Alright, without taking much of our time, if you don't mind, you can stand to your feet as we read the scriptures. How many of us appreciate the message this morning? Amen.
Amen.
Okay, it's as if it's very few of us that appreciate the message this morning. Can I tell you something before we read the scriptures?
The Ram
said it is what you put into a service. That is what you are going to get out of it. See, your response to the word is very important. Some of us, we come to church, even to sing is hard. To say amen is difficult. May God help us. You see, those who are in expectation, they are ready to grab every word. And they are also ready to respond to every word. May God be our help. And that is why you see some people will come for a meeting. A few days after, a few weeks after, a few months after, they will send in a testimony of what God did for them in that meeting. And some people, year after year, nothing. It's not because God is partial. So many barren women went to Shiloh. The year that Anna got a blessing from God. But that year, somebody showed a desperate attitude. Somebody was in a great expectation. And that was Anna. There are many things that would have stumbled Anna that day. Even the attitude of the priest to her would have stumbled her. But But she had an attitude.
An
attitude of faith.
Iwa igbagbo.
That cannot be stumbled.
To je pe ko si ohun to le di lowo.
Some of us get offended when we come to church. You get offended at the preacher. You get offended at the pastor. It's because faith is not there. See how he spoke to me. But when you're in expectation, and you know that God is going to meet you at the point of your need, nothing can offend you. Nothing can stumble you.
St.
Mark chapter 16. Mark 16, we are going to read from verse 14 to 20. Thereafter, we are going to read the book of Hebrews, chapter 11. We'll read verse 1 to 3 first. Then we are going to read later. Sorry, we are going to read then verse 11. Then later in the course of the service, we'll read other scriptures as the Lord permits. We also want to appreciate the Lord for the service last night and the morning devotion this morning. They've all been a very great blessing. I was telling Pastor Matthew, I said the concluding part of his service this morning is actually part of my service, my sermon this evening. So we will continue from where he stopped. Amen.
Amen.
All right, St. Mark chapter
16.
Afterward, he appeared unto the 11 as they sat at meat, and upbraided them with their unbelief and hardness of heart, because they believed not them which had seen him after he was risen. And he said unto them, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned. And these signs shall follow them that believe in my name. They shall cast out devils. They shall speak with new tongues. They shall take up serpents, and if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick, and the sick shall recover.
Amen.
So then, after the Lord has spoken unto them, he was received up into heaven, and he sat on the right hand of God. And they went forth and preached everywhere, the Lord walking with them and confirming the word with signs following. Amen.
Ben, ni bati ulu asiti ba wan sorotan asigba lo soki orun o si joko le owo otun Olorun.
Now Hebrews 11. So we read first verse 1 to 3, then verse 11. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen, for by it the elders obtained a good report. Through faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that things which are seen were not made of things we do appear. Verse 11. Through faith also Sarah herself received strength to conceive seed, and was delivered of a child when she was past age, because she judged him faithful who had promised.
Nje igbagbo ni idanloju ohun ti a n reti ijeri ohun ti a ko re nitori ninu re le awon alagba ti ni eri rere ese keta nipa nipa igbagbo le ama pe ati da aye nipa oro Olorun nitori na ki n se ohun ti o han le afida ohun ti a n ri ese ikokanla. Nipa igbagbo ni Sara ti kara re pelu fi ni agbara lati loyun nigba ti o koja igba re nitori ti o ka eni ti o se leri si olooto. Amen.
May the Lord add his blessings to the reading and hearing of his holy and precious word. The Lord bless you. Be seated. By the grace of God, we trust that the Lord will help us this evening. We will keep to time. My pastor was asking me this afternoon, he said, are we going to close on or before 8? I said God will help us. Alright, from the scripture we've read, I want to speak on a subject that I titled The Verdict of Faith. And we'll be taking our inspiration from the sermon that the prophet preached, titled A Trial. Now, Brother Branham preached those series of trials. He preached a call trial. He preached the call trial. And I think he preached the trial. Alright. Now, when Brother Branham was starting this sermon, he said Jesus, when he was in the court of Herod, that he didn't get a fair trial. The biggest miscarriage of justice that has ever been done, what was done that day in the court of Herod, even Pilate, Pilate said, I find no fault in him. He said, there is nothing worthy of death in this man. But yet, they sentenced him to death. He wasn't guilty of death. They still killed him. It was unfair. Totally unfair. But Abraham said, he said, but tonight, I want to bring Jesus on trial again. And I want to give him a fair trial. And tonight, we want to bring Jesus on trial again. And when we are saying Jesus, we mean the word. And I want to give the word a fair trial. See, there are some things I'm going to say. It's not because of pride. Listen. If you know what God has done for you, if you know who you are in Christ, do not be ashamed to say it. Did you hear what I said? Do not be afraid of what? Do not be ashamed. Listen, there are things that we call humility. It is actually not humility. It is unbelief. What is humility? Humility is unconditional surrender to the word of God. Did you hear what I said? Unconditional what? Surrender to God's word. Meaning, whatever God says, you have no reservation. You have no contrary opinion. You will say, yes, Lord. You can answer like Mary. Be it unto me according to thy word. So if God calls you his son, you are not ashamed to tell the people, I am a son of God. I don't want to jump ahead of my topic because we're going to come there. Some of these things were said in the morning. If I ask you this evening, how many of you are holy this evening? Raise your hand. How many of you are holy? Can you see? Less than 10% of the people are holy. But what did the word say? I stand with what God said. The word calls me holy. And I'm proud. I'm confident to say I am holy. Is there nobody holy? I also say it's true. You are an unbeliever. You are proud. You don't surrender unconditionally to the word of God. It's not humility. The verdict of faith. What does the word verdict mean? According to Webster Dictionary, he said the word verdict, it means the finding or the decision of a jury on the matter submitted to it for trial. When Brother Brown was preaching that sermon, he painted a picture of a courthouse setting. No, courthouse. In the United States. Where you have the prosecutor. No, the prosecutor. The prosecuting counsel. In this case, the prosecuting counsel is Satan. Like we heard this morning, he is the accuser of the brethren. In a fair trial, you must have the prosecutor. And the prosecutor must have his witnesses. Then you will have what? You will have the defense counsel. Of course, the defendant is the word. Which is God. And the what? The defense counsel will also have what? His witnesses. Are you following, friends? But when Jesus was in the court of Pilate, no witness. No lawyer. Nobody to speak on his behalf. And he himself. They ask him questions. He refused to answer. Are you following, friends? Can I tell you something? As you are seated here this evening, you are also in the same court. In that court, you have what we call the jury. You have the jury and you have the judge. Brother Brown said, you are the jury. Now, the business or the job of the prosecuting counsel is to convince the jury. Did you hear what I said? To convince who? The jury. With issue that the case that he has brought before you, for you to pass a judgment in his favor. I want to take it slowly. Do you get it? Now, the job of the defense counsel. Thank you, Agbejoro. Agbejoro. Is to also do what? To also convince you. With his own witnesses also. For you to pass a judgment. In his favor. Are we following? Alright. Now, what the man said, the witnesses of Satan and Mr. Unbeliever, Mr. Skeptic, and Mr. Impatient. I'm trying to get somewhere. I'm not actually preaching the whole of the trial. But I'm trying to get somewhere. And these three witnesses, they are actually spirits. Evil spirits. Demonic spirits. They have always been around. As I'm talking to you tonight, they are still around. You are not immune from day trying to convince you to pass a judgment in their favor. Their duty is to convince you to pass a verdict. Are we following? So also is the job of the defense counsel. Before I continue, there's a quote I wanted to read before I read the scriptures. Let me just read that quote now. But Abraham said, I'm reading for the sermon Jesus of Nazareth. He said, and no man is worth any more than his word. Paragraph 12. If I cannot take your word, then I won't have any dealings with you. Do you hear what I said? If I can't trust your word, I have no business doing any business with you. Are you following? If you can't take my word, you can't trust me. Oh God, help us. So that is the way it is with God. If he has made a promise, he must keep that promise. See, I'm not here to motivate you. I'm not here to just make you happy. See, I'm telling you this evening what we have tested and tried. I do tell people, I can't serve a God that can't be trusted. A God that can change his mind. God does not change his mind concerning his word. Listen, before you got here, the word was already here. He was here already. Your own belief, your circumstance, your situation cannot define the outcome of God's word. Rather, your circumstance must give way. Some of us, we glorify Satan. What comes over man regularly is to glorify Satan. When you call people sometimes, how are you? We are managing. What are you managing? You call people. Tinubu is dealing with us. Tinubu ma fi ajewa Nigeria. You don't know who you are. Did you hear what I said? How can a man that is unregenerated and uncircumcised Philistine be dealing with a child of God? Have you not heard what the word says? He said, ye are God and children of the Most High. Mere mortals dealing with children of God. Mere mortals dealing with God.
Don't fear, I don't fear.
Are It's an identity crisis.
Ben, tori pe e mo men te nse ni.
Did you hear what I said?
Ah, she gbon ti mo wi.
That's why you cannot hear me say the economy is bad.
Ah, Ben, ni e le gbo lenu ki so pe oro aje Nigeria ma le o. E le gbo lai lai.
Their economy can be bad. But we have a greater economy. But Abraham called it the inexhaustible fountain. Do you know what the Bible says? He said, you are ambassadors. Do you know who an ambassador is? When a nation, listen. If you want to know how rich a country is, go and check their embassy. Did you hear what I said? If you know how powerful a country is, go check out their embassy. Do you know that when a nation is sending out an ambassador, everything that that ambassador needs comes from the host nation? Sorry, no. From the mother country. From the home country. Not their host. That is why you can be living here, you can be working here, but your dependence is on the economy above. And that is why we don't judge by sight. We don't judge by what we see. We don't pass verdicts based on what you see with your physical eyes.
You
see the five senses of the body and the five senses of the spirit. They are your enemy most times. Joseph's brethren. That are always persecuting Joseph. See, taste, feel,
hear,
what you see. What you see oftentimes, it will drive fear into you. Don't worry, we're going to see it shortly. Let's keep reading where I wanted to read, where I was reading. If he doesn't keep that promise, then he isn't God. And if a certain crisis arises, I want to ask you this. As crisis crisis arose in your home. Is there trouble in your business? Is there trouble in your church? Is there trouble or crisis in your marriage? He said, oh God, and if a certain crisis arises, and God acts on that crisis, then he has to act the same way the second time that he acts. Or he acted wrong. Did you hear what I said? He acted wrong when he acted the first time. Can I ask you a question? Has God healed before? Do you know anybody that God has healed before? You know. Me, I know plenty. Plenty. Even the ones that had cancer. And cancer dried up. I know them. The ones that had TB. Different. The ones who sound that withered, that God restored them back, we know them. Are you sick in the body? Answer now. If you are sick, do you know why I know you will be healed? If you believe, it's because he healed before. If he does not heal you, he acted wrong the first time. But can God be wrong? Can he be wrong? Absolutely no way. You can place any other challenge that you have.
Yes,
if someone was sick and God was consulted and God healed that person, then on the second time someone gets sick and God is consulted, he has got to heal the second time. Or he did wrong when he acted the first time. For God is infinite. Do you know the meaning of the word infinite? Webster dictionary says
we have to make the Webster with me.
Not subject to limitation or any external determination, meaning that your circumstance cannot limit the word of God. Your situation cannot stop the word of God from coming to pass, meaning that if doctors have told you that there is no hope for you again, and the word of God comes to you, the moment the word of God comes to you, because the word of God is no subject to limitation, every limitation in your body, the word of God will break it down. What's this scripture again? I think that is Isaiah.
Boy, yeah, we Isaiah, ne?
Isaiah, I think it's chapter 6.
Boy, yeah,
give me Isaiah chapter 6.
Isaiah,
do you know that prosperity is a person? Prosperity is a person. The word of God is the only thing that has the capacity to prosper. No, not chapter 6.
Isaiah 55.
That place where he said that for the water that has gone out of my lips, that's what I'm looking for. Not of the
6.
I think it should be 55. 55:11. Let's start from verse 9. Verse 9, right.
Okay,
he said, for as the heavens are higher than the earth, are you following? So are my ways higher than your ways.
Amen.
And my thoughts higher than your thoughts. You know what Barbara said about his thoughts? He said the thoughts of God are eternal. And he said, if you can see this, you will see many things. Meaning that God is never learning. God cannot change his mind. It's one time decision. It is his all time decision. That everything has been concluded before the foundation of the world. Can I tell you something? You are not being healed today. You are healed before the foundation of the world. You are not being saved today. You are saved before the foundation of the world. You are a bride before the foundation of the world. See,
Listen. That is why our confession must be in alignment with the word. You know why? When he says, let the weak say, I am strong. You know what it means? In the mind of God, you are perfect. Can that be weakness in perfection? That is why the preacher was saying this morning. You were never a sinner. Did you hear what I said? You were never a sinner. I'm talking to believers. I repeat, I'm talking to believers. I'm not talking to three classes of believers. I'm talking to only one class. That class is the believers' class. I'm not talking to make believers and unbelievers. Listen. That's the caveat. And if you're a believer, you should rejoice your heart, knowing that you were never a sinner. Give me Ephesians chapter 4. It's like I'm running ahead of my Ephesians 4. No, 1. Ephesians chapter 1, verse 4. Okay, let's start from verse 3. He said, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who will bless us. It's not future tense. Do you hear what I said? Listen, God is not doing anything now. He's not delivering you now. He's not blessing you now. He's not giving you children now. He's not giving you salvation now. He has done it. Can I? Anything he has not done, he cannot be done. My authority and confidence is the word. Listen, we like to defer things to the future. It's spiritual laziness. Spiritual slothfulness. Let your faith be charged up. Let it draw your blessings that has been given to you already. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who had blessed us with some blessings. You know, I'm not like them. I wish I was born in this message. I wish my parents were believers. I would have lived differently. Then maybe I would have qualified for some certain blessings. Not life. They lie. Whoever you are, if you are born again, by born again we mean your soul is converted, your soul has been quickened by the Holy Ghost. There is a witness within your soul that you are a child of God. You are blessed with what? Spiritual blessings. Next verse. You know, as the other time, how many of us are holy? According as he will choose us. As he has what? Still past tense. You are chosen. When? Before the foundation of the world.
Amen.
He chose you. It doesn't matter the nature of your first birth. In fact, you might have been born out of wedlock. It makes no difference. What makes the difference is God's predestination in your life. Come on. You know, some were born in the shrine. You know, those of you that are still living in superstition. Pentecostal superstition. That you have imported into the message. You need to repent. Can I tell you something? Anything that the messenger of this age has not said is a testimony of those three false witnesses. It's Balaamism. It's false doctrine. It's superstition. It's a creed. It can't stand the test of time. That's how some of us begin to consult people you are not supposed to consult. You are looking for a false prophet on the mountain. A old VIP of heaven. You will kneel down. Even pastor, we kneel down. And a Trinitarian. We have evil spirit in them. That frog spirit. We lay hands on you. You have sold your birthright. Some, because of the need in your life, you've gone to the witch of Endor. You need mercy. It's because you are suffering from a crisis of identity. Can I tell you something? Anything that this God will not do on this mountain, let it remain undone.
Amen.
Any blessing that this God of Malachi 4 cannot give, let it stay. You know, sometimes one of the problems we have, a product of mixed marriages. Men like Ahab. Men like Ahab. Who are borderline believers. When they now go outside and go and marry, you can't be a true believer and go and marry an unbeliever. Your gene, your genotype, your spiritual genotype is in question, is in doubt. You know why? Because why? When crisis comes, they will go back to where their mothers came from. They never go and read the Bible. They never have confidence in the God of Israel. That is not how we used to do it. Say, there is no power in this message. Don't let anybody deceive you. You better go out. You've been going out. What have you achieved? Let's keep reading. We've not that's Isaiah. Is it Isaiah we're reading now, or this one? Okay, this one. Before the foundation of the world, anything that God has not said, everything that has been said here, your matter has been concluded. Can I
Can I tell you something?
I am
not in doubt whether I will make rapture or not. Listen, if you are still living in doubt, there is a problem. Why did God send the comforter?
Is
to give you an assurance. He said, behold, I send you Elijah the prophet. Why did he send you Elijah the prophet? And you are still in doubt. And you are still wondering whether I will make it or not make it. Don't worry, we are still trusting God. Maybe if God count us worthy, it's because he counted you worthy. That is why he sent Elijah the prophet. Elijah the prophet is a gift to his bride. And that is why it's not everybody can believe it. Why will you accept a gift that is not meant for you? You look down on it.
So
what is this? For the person that is meant for,
he
will value it. She will value it with all her life. That is why some people are so loyal to this message. And some are highly disloyal. That we should be what? Are you still following the scriptures? He chose us before the foundation of the world. That you should be what? Answer now. Don't forget, God does not change his mind. So if he said you are holy, the purpose for which he chose you is to be holy and without blame before him in love.
Amen.
But Abraham said before, you cannot be perfect.
You
look at me. You know, when I was working in a particular company one time, and you know, I have friends and colleagues from different denominations. There's a particular denomination whom their pastor have read this message well. When he begins to teach them, they'll come to the office the next Monday.
Say,
you see what the pastor taught yesterday. They begin to post. And I will not smile. I said, you see where your pastor
stopped.
The reason why he stopped there is because if he takes you further, you'll be lost. You can't accept it. You will leave him. But let me take you further. So one day we were talking. And he said, nobody is holy. Nobody can be perfect. I said, let's set the scriptures. What did the word say? According as he has what? Chosen us in him before the foundation of the world that I should be holy. I said, therefore, I am holy.
Amen.
By one sacrifice, he has perfected forever. And they ask you, are you perfect? You can be able to say, I am perfect. Mr. Perfect. Preacher, I was saying this morning. They have to give you different kind of names. Then something happened one day. I was trying to hand over something to somebody. And he tripped. And the drink poured. On somebody. With nice suits. And some of them laughed. See, Mr. Perfect. Then me, I also laughed. I said, it shows my perfection. I am the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. Is that not what God says? Not your righteousness. Your righteousness are purely
right.
Know what you've done. What he has done for you.
Let's continue with the valid of faith.
These
three spirits. Mr. Impatient.
Mr.
Unbelief. Mr. Skeptic. They are everywhere. As you are listening to me, they are here. Satan is there. Presenting his case. But let's take a few examples. Let's read Genesis. Chapter 18. I just want to draw your attention to something there. If time permits, okay, we have about 50 minutes more. Let's see. But let's take Sarah first. Genesis 18.
Genesis 18.
Please, can you go to verse Genesis 18? Come in, please. All right, let's start from verse. Let's start from verse
9.
Genesis 18, verse 9. And they said, please pay attention. At this point, please pay attention. I'll be very slow so that we all get it. I'll make it as simple as possible. And they said unto him, where is
Sarah,
thy wife? And he said, behold, in the tent. And he said, I will certainly return unto thee. This is God testifying his word, giving his word to Abraham. What God is saying here is not subject to debate. It's been concluded. Are you following?
All
right. And lo, Sarah thy wife shall have a son. Don't forget, when God speaks, that word will not return unto him void, but it shall accomplish what he pleases, and he shall prosper. He shall what? Prosper in that which he has sent it for. So this word that is being sent now must prosper. Sarah, thy wife shall have what?
Sarah,
a son.
Now,
and Sarah heard it
Sarah
in the tent door which was behind him. Don't forget the Bible said, faith cometh by hearing. Hearing the word of God. But sometimes, before faith comes, you see these three witnesses of the devil, they will kick him first. You need to understand how Satan works. Mr. Unbelief, Mr. Skeptic, Mr. Impatient, they will use your circumstance plus time to sway your decision, to sway your verdict.
Are
you following? Next verse. Now, this is the circumstance. Now, Abraham and Sarah were old and were stricken in age, meaning hope was lost. But don't forget, the word of God is infinite. It's not subject to what? Limitations. They are being hold. And we're sticking in it. It's a limitation. But the word must prosper. It must what? And it assists to be with Sarah after the manner of women. Now, based on this circumstance, next verse. Therefore, Sarah laughed within herself. What made her laugh? Unbelief. You know, one of our preachers one day.
Brother
Samson. For a long time, he took a series. The chief of all demons. Unbelief.
The chief first.
How does it begin? Is your mind. That is why your mind is a battleground. But can I tell you something? You can fortify your mind to an extent that even unbelief, skeptic, and impatient, we have little or no room. That is why the Bible says, guard your heart with all diligence, for out of it proceed the issues of life. Can I tell you something? Satan can do nothing until he has a vessel for you. So also God cannot do anything until he gets a vessel for you. Of all that God created, man is the greatest. Satan knows your potential. Do you know why you are more powerful than Satan? Because Satan can have a desire. But Satan by himself does not have what it takes to bring his desire to pass. You are a creator. Like God is a creator. But Satan can't create. That is why he needs you. And until you yield yourself to him, he is powerless. And what does he do? He starts with your mind. You know what? Creation actually starts from the mind. Everything you see on earth is a product of somebody's thinking. But Abraham said, in the sermon, God's power to transform. He said God began to work these things out in his mind. He started with the thoughts. That is why you need to watch your thoughts. Watch what you think. That's what that scripture says. As he thinks in his heart, so he is. You are a product of your thinking. Victory is a state of your mind. Failure is a state of your mind. Whether you are a Christian or not a Christian, it's as a result of your thinking. No wonder. He said, behold, I sent unto you Elijah the prophet before the great and dreadful day of the Lord. And he shall turn the heart of the fathers. No, the heart of the children to the father, not the fathers of the children. It's the turning of the heart. Change of thinking. Until your thinking changes, your life can never change. You know, everything on earth is governed by laws. Everything on earth is governed by laws. Where you are seated this evening, there is a law governing it. I think there is a Newton law that says, for every action, there is an equal and opposite reaction. It becomes where you are seated. It can sustain your weight. That is why you are not falling. If there is no opposite, equal and opposite reaction, the moment you sit on it, that chair will give way. Are you following? So everything is based on laws. Everything you see. And Satan knows that he can't do anything until he gets the mind of somebody to choose. If you want your life to change, change your thinking first. Those of you on the back, are you still with us? Say amen if you are still with us. Till your thinking changes, your life cannot change.
be a Christian, you first need to start thinking like a Christian. He said, let this mind be in you. Let this what? Mind be in you. What does mind do? Mind produce thoughts.
But Abraham, in the Psalm, the word made flesh. He told us the process of creation. Maybe we should read it. Don't worry, we'll get somewhere. The word made flesh.
If you can find it.
No, I'm coming. It's not here. Let me just check it here. If you find that word made flesh, just type the thought of God is a seed. Every word of God is a seed. Amen and amen.
Amen.
Imagine, he's even staring at me here. And I was looking for something.
Right.
Let's start from paragraph 176. He says, the word became flesh. In that trip report, he said, and every word in the Bible is God's thought in seed form. Do you believe that?
Is
what? God's thought in what? Laying in seed form that if received into the human being and spoken by the same thoughts that materialize the Bible, it brings the thing to pass. You see what I mean? How powerful could the church be? He said, let this mind that was in Christ be in you. As a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. Now, your thoughts, if they become expression, like God said, let there be a word. Before he spoke, it was first a thought. No wonder Jesus said, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. So when you are saying life is difficult, life is challenging, it's out of the abundance of your heart, and what are you doing? You are actually creating a difficult life. When you are saying Tinubu is dealing with us, he will continue to deal with you. Because out of the abundance, You know, this evening when I was about to leave the room to go and meet the pastors, I never thought about this. So you just
let me say,
the last 3 times you've preached here in this convention. This thing always happens. I just like, no.
But
you see, Satan can, he likes attention. He likes attention. But won't give him that attention. The will of God will be done regardless. Alright. Let's continue.
Amen.
So everything starts from your thoughts. If you want to change your life, change your thoughts. A thief is a thief because in his thinking he's a thief. A sinner is a sinner because in his thinking he's a sinner. You are sick because you think you are sick. The moment your thinking changes, your life will change. It's because we don't have more time. I've now shown you some of the things that the prophet said about your subconscious mind and your conscious mind. That is why, listen, Joshua 1:8, he said, this book of the law, how do you change your thinking? This book of the law shall not depart out of your mouth. Why do you think, have you seen Jews, Hebrews before? Why do you think they chant when they are reading the scripture? They are repeating repeatedly. They are reading repeatedly. You know what they are trying to do? They are trying to reprogram their subconscious. Because in your subconscious, that is where the real you is. Abraham said, until you believe God, until your subconscious and your conscience and your lips are aligned and say the same thing, nothing can happen to you. Your life will not change. The miracle will not happen. You may say, I believe God. He said, that is your conscience. But until it gets to your subconscious and your subconscious and your conscience and your lips, they are declaring the same thing. If you are sick, in your subconscious, you believe that you are healed, and your conscious mind also believes that you are healed, and you open your mouth and declare you are healed, your body will be subject to your confession. That is why I said, this book of the law shall not depart out of your mouth. But often that what is in our mouth is the testimony. The testimony of these wicked witnesses. Say, I'm too old. Life is difficult. You know, I didn't go to school. If I had gone to school now, maybe life would have been better. It's a lie. Come to Jesus. Accept his word. Take God's word into your heart. It will change everything about you. But the man was talking about John Charit. He said, John Charit, he believed every word of this message. Everywhere. There is something that the word of God does to you. When it has been buried in your heart, it causes a transformation. When you say amen to every of his promises, regardless of the circumstance, this book of the law shall not depart out of your mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night. Why? That thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then, God will make your way prosperous. No. For then, thou shalt make. God has taken it out of his own hand. He has brought it to your laps. When this book of the law has no, is not departing from your lips. Same scripture you have in Psalm 1. Let's read this. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have what? Good success. Listen, it's about the word. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly. You see these wicked demons, unbelief, skeptic, impatient. They can anoint people to come and talk to you. They will testify to you. This is in 1947. It happened to my grandmother. In 1904. I read a story that when it happened like this, this was how it happened. Listen, that is unbelief. Bringing forth evidence. There is something in law that they call the law of evidence.
Let me tell you about evidence.
Sorry, they've given me to 8:30. I may not get to that 8:30. But let me quickly show you something. I was asking my wife this morning. I said, what is the law of evidence? She laughed. As you're saying, I don't know how to explain to you that you will get it. I said, this woman is underrating me. She doesn't know that me myself have become a lawyer. When you work with a lawyer, listen, they said, the law of evidence is a body of legal rules and principles. The word of God is also a body of legal rules and principles. Principles that cannot be broken. That determines what facts or documents or testimonies that may be presented in courts of law and how they can be used to prove or disprove a case. So it's not every evidence that is tenable in court.
You may say this is your evidence.
But when they look at it through the law, they can dismiss it. We have plenty of lawyers here. Even have a judge here. At least I know we have one judge. At least we should have about 12 or 13 lawyers in this place tonight. Have you a lie? Have you a lie?
Have you a lie? I don't know where Sister Igwe is. My Lord.
Am I right or wrong? Listen. What is the purpose of the... Look, listen, he said, it answers questions like what counts as proof.
You may think it counts as proof. And it may not count as proof. Anything God has not said, it does not count as proof. It's not an evidence. Mr. Unbelief can point you to it and say, based on this circumstance, it will happen. Tell him you're a liar.
He's
a liar. It's not a proof because God did not say
so.
It answers questions like whose testimony is admissible.
Thank you.
So you can come to court and testify. You know, one of the things that lawyers do sometimes, when they know that they don't have a very good case, if you bring witnesses, they will cast aspersions to the character of your witnesses. Sometimes they will bring their reputation to disrepute. They will question their integrity. They will dig into their past.
As
so time you lied at your place of work. What is the evidence that this testimony you are giving tonight is not a lie? Then your integrity has been flawed.
But
Abraham said, the two works of Satan. God help us. What is the work? Two works of Satan? Attempted destruction. Attempted is always an attempt. Attempted destruction of God's people. Satan can attempt to destroy you, but you cannot be destroyed. Say amen. Know what the psalmist said? The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? He looked around. Nothing. He said, the Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? He said, when the wicked, even my enemies and my foes came upon me, they didn't stand afar off. They came upon me. What was their mission? To eat up my flesh. What was the result? They stumbled and they fell. Attempted destruction. What is the second works of Satan? Discrediting. To discredit God. To discredit His word. To make God a liar. The works of these three demons is to lie to you. To convince you that what God has said, God can keep it. Don't forget, the world is on fire. And whenever you have a situation in your life, whenever a problem comes up in your life, when it happens in your marriage, as pastors, when it happens in our church, is the word of God on trial. And the three demons will come. When you get to the gate of marriage, they are there. They will look at church. There is no sexy sister in this church. But at your place of work, those Jezebel's girls are there with makeups. That is what is entering your eyes. Sexy demons. Until you bring them to your house, that is when you know that you have one chance. That's when you know you enter one chance. When the word says, under no circumstance should a believer marry an unbeliever. That is the declaration of faith. That is your righteousness.
I've heard about preachers that even encourage their church members. Go and bring them in. Bring them in. You are a joker. But Abraham said, mixed marriages, it never worked. You are, it's an hybrid. The children you are going to give birth to, we ever go back to Ekron. They will punch you elsewhere. He said, are you God? Me, I have only one responsibility. Is to discharge the counsel of God. Finish. Listen. I was talking to a young man recently. I talk. Give examples. Give examples of friends that I know. How this thing does not work. Don't do it.
It's okay, Pastor.
He
said, but you know what? I love that girl.
I'm a fan of my own. Benny Yabba, do say you're banning go or Tambawi.
But you know, when the problem now comes,
but you were about
Pastor,
I'm a Pastor Kakiri.
Now, Pastor Mariam,
say Pastor Lofea, yeah, yes, Leo Dore.
Listen. Those three demons, it's their duty to confuse you otherwise. But faith by the Holy Ghost must make you to understand that the word of God is true. That God does not change his mind concerning his way.
Amen and amen. Amen and amen.
Are we following, friends?
Are
we following?
Now,
I need to run. I wrote here. Okay, let me continue from here. The charge against God was that God placed some promises in the Bible that he could not keep. So therefore, he has no business placing those promises there. Meaning that God is not faithful to his word. Meaning that God lacks integrity. God cannot be trusted. Can you trust God? The complainant find a complaint against God that God is not big enough to keep such promises in the Bible. But God is faithful. I make both to say that God is faithful. I repeat, God is faithful. He can't change. Me, I can't serve a God that changes. Because if God changes, your salvation is not guaranteed. Nothing is guaranteed. That is why he can't save you today and lose you tomorrow. Let's go back to Genesis 18. We are closing shortly. I will take an example, maybe one more example, and we close. That place where Sarah laughed. Therefore, Sarah laughed within herself. Look at what she said. After I am waxed old, shall I have pleasure? My Lord, old also. You saw 3 demons? Those 3 demons. What is the evidence they are bringing? You are old. You are sticking in age. Your husband too is old. That is the proof. But can this proof? Can it be admissible in your court tonight? I
I was talking about the law of evidence.
Mosoro nipa eri ofin.
The key purpose.
Idi meta ototo.
All purposes.
Abi awon idi meta ototo.
Of the law of evidence.
Ati eri
is to establish the truth.
Ohun lati fi eri idi otito mule.
It ensures that decisions in court are based on reliable facts.
Sister
Igwe is there. She's a judge. When I read this one, she raised her hand. So if to say I was in a court tonight, that means I'm doing good. That means the case I'm fighting for. I will win it. Are you following? He says, to protect fairness. Everybody will present their facts. You will all bring your evidences. Mr. Unbelief, Mr. Impatience, Mr. Skeptic, they will all bring their evidence. But also want to prevent falsehood. To prevent it. And you have different kind of evidence. There is real evidence. This is another law student. There is oral evidence. There is also circumstantial evidence. By implication. These are the ways Satan comes. But can I tell you something? However Satan comes, oh God, the constitution by which we are working with is this. Do you hear what I said? Is this the interpretation of this constitution? Is the revealed word? Let's go back to Sarah. Sarah laughed. Because why? She has listened to the testimony of Mr. Skeptic. Mr. Epigenes, you have said, you marry when you are very young. You marry as a teenager. Now you are almost 90. If God will do anything, you would have done it a long time ago. Mr. Unbelief. But I've got news for you. Look at what he said.
I want to will.
Next verse.
I said to tell
and the Lord said unto Abraham, wherefore did Sarah laugh? Saying, shall I of a surety bear a child which I'm old? Meaning this evidence of old age is not tenable. It's not admissible in the face of God's word.
All
that is not a barrier. The word of God we work regardless. Oh God, it doesn't matter what the doctor say. They may say your hormones are not balanced. Did you hear what I said? They may even say your womb is weak. Listen, let the word of God go to work. Sometimes you might have tried all you can try. You could say like Peter tonight, Master, we've done all night and we've caught nothing. Nevertheless, the verdict of faith is either way, I will let down my net. Go back again. You will have your children. I say to you, by the word of the Lord, you know what the word says? He said, none shall be barren in my house. None will be barren in your house. Even the works of your hand will not be barren.
It's
just fear the Lord. Our God will not change his mind concerning his word. What is my authority? This is my authority. Hebrews 11. We move fast now. Hebrews 11. No, sorry. Hebrews 11:11. No. Let's finish that Genesis.
Genesis 18.
We've not finished it. Next verse. Is anything too hard for the Lord? Is anything too hard for the Lord?
Ha, soro fun Oluwa bi.
I say nothing.
Amoni ko si ohun na.
Absolutely nothing.
Ko si ohun kan to soro se
fun. At the time appointed.
Ni akoko to Oluwa.
There is a time appointed.
Akoko kan wa to Oluwa.
I will return unto thee.
Emi o pada
to wa. According to the time of life.
Iwoye amodo.
According to the time of life.
Iwoye amodo.
Shall have a son. You will have your sons. You will have your daughters. Your body is healed. You will receive the Holy Ghost. Your children shall be saved. According to the time of life. After this, we didn't get to hear the response of Sarah.
But
go to Genesis, Hebrews 11. Let's see the response of Sarah. When the Holy Spirit kicks in, the quickening of the way, let's see what he said. True faith. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
True faith.
Hallelujah.
She looked at it. The evidence of Mr. Skeptic. The evidence of Mr. Unbelief. The evidence of Mr. Impatience. But I'm too old now. God disproved it. Is anything to add for the Lord? It was the Holy Spirit bearing witness to his word. In the court of
Sarah.
Judge Sarah.
Amen. Adajo Sarah gan ti kara re.
Hearing the testimonies from both sides.
Ani enu awon mejeji kan takura won.
Oh my.
Eri.
Testimony from both sides. She needs to make a decision. True faith. Also, Sarah herself receives strength to conceive seed and was delivered of a child when she was past age. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Why? Because she passed a verdict.
Amen.
She told God faithful. Who had
promised?
In your court tonight, who is going to win? Who are you going to pass your verdict for?
Bẹ́ẹ̀ni, ta ló máa dá láre nínú ilé ẹjọ́ rẹ ní àṣálẹ̀.
Thank you, sir.
Ẹ ṣe wa lagba.
I judge him faithful.
Àmì náà sọ pé olóòótọ́ lọ́lọ́run. Ọlọ́run lè ṣe ké.
Over your unsaved children.
Bẹ́ẹ̀ni, lórí àwọn
ọmọ rẹ náà tí
wọ́n wà kíwà yẹn
sọ. What is he where? What is he promise?
Kí ni ìlérí tọ́lọ́ ṣe?
Thou shall be saved. Thou and thy house.
Ìwà àti aráalé rẹ.
I wish we had time. We
will
have gone to Kadesh Barnea. We see the characters of these demons there. But we also see the Holy Spirit at work. And we also see the character of the witnesses of the Holy Spirit. Joshua and Caleb. Can I tell you something? How many of us don't like troubles? Raise your hand.
You don't like trouble.
But I'm sorry for you. You know why? You see, your makeup, based on who you are, trouble will always come. You know why? Even God your father, he had troubles. You know, last Easter,
I was preaching somewhere,
and I said, even God, he had trouble.
What
is this man saying? Genesis
1.
In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth, and the earth was without form. Empty. Sorry, shapeless. And void. Meaning empty. Is that not a problem? That was a big problem. And darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God moved upon the waters.
What was God's reaction? Was he crying?
Why me?
If you don't understand your life, how do you want me to understand your life? How do you want me to understand your life? Listen. Because you are a son of God, God has designed you to be a master of circumstance. Because your father is also a master of circumstances. Situations are not meant to master you, but you are meant to master them. What was God's response? And God said, let there be. But when you are faced with trouble, what do you do? You are looking for the brother in church that will help you. You begin to cry. And somebody, you think about crying, you will move God. But Abraham said, if you cry from now to tomorrow, or you come to the altar, so Abu, he said, would you have faith?
Like, see, back,
nothing will happen.
Oh, Kosi Kakato Mashele. O tu banteni, o fojoke Georgia.
That is the song we used to sing many years ago. I used to like that song back then. Tears is the language that God understands. We even sing it as special numbers. We even sing it as special numbers.
You
don't see their tears of a broken hearted soul. Without faith, it is impossible to please God. See, it's natural to cry. I'm not saying you should not cry. But please, after crying, shake yourself. Wipe your face. Wipe your tears. And act like a son of God. Act like a daughter of God. Don't be a victim. You know, when we were younger, we were very, very small kids. Each time we go and visit my grandmother, or my grandmother come to visit, and she sees my mom, they will greet themselves. And next thing, they start crying. The first time I saw that happen, I said, what is the problem? Mom is everything okay. Grandma is everything okay. Mama is everything okay. Grandma is everything okay. She said, nothing that means. She said, we are just happy. You are happy. And you are crying. I couldn't understand. Some people are naturally given to tears. And sometimes those tears are crocodile tears. But please, when you are dealing with God, what God needs is your faith. Not your tears. Your tears might move me. He can't move God. In closing, we are closing now. David.
Dafidi.
I love that man. He confronted Goliath one day. The Bible said, for 40 days
and
40 nights, Goliath was boasting. Mr. Unbelief. Mr. Skeptic. Mr. Impatient. For 40 days, they were testifying. Are you not Saul's servants? They've forgotten their identity. They were not Saul's servants. They were not the soldiers of Saul. They were the armies of the living God. You are not a Nigerian. You are not Yoruba. You are not Igbo. You are not Hausa. You are not a German. You are not American. You know, some of you, when you migrate,
So I'm an American.
American, you mean?
Shame.
Ojuma tiyo.
Lay no claim
ma,
to any tribe, to any nation. You belong to God.
Amen.
40 days. Can I tell you something?
What
you listen to repeatedly
has
an impact on you. That is what psychologists call neural pathway. Let me give you a physical example. If there is a bush here, and there is no road or no path into it, if you use your body to make a way the first time, those bushes are still there. When you pass by the second time, and people keep passing that place, after a while, nothing will grow on that path again. A pathway has been made. Guard your heart with all diligence to out of it proceed the issues of life. Don't let unbelief some of us, when we wake up in the morning, the first thing you carry is your phone. You listen to news. I'm not saying listen to news is bad though. But oftentimes in the news, there is no good news. Tell me, where has there been any good news? There's somebody God healed in General Hospital. Or that a woman that has been barren, trusting God for 20 years, just get back. You will find that. Kidnappers. Terrorists bombing in Baghdad, Ukraine. Those of you that watches television, all you are seeing on CNN is chaos, carnage, waste.
It's
creating an inroad into your heart, and that's what we live in fear. We allow the devil to create a pathway into your heart. 40 days, 40 nights. Goliath was boasting.
Then
David came.
But David, what day?
When he heard him, look at how he began to set things in order. He began to set things in order. First of all, he brought back to the people. He brought back to the people their identity, the consciousness of who they are. And who Goliath is. He said, who is this uncircumcised Philistine that defies the armies of living God? Who is he? This Philistine is bigger than everybody. He's taller than everybody. That's unbelief. But the bottom line, he is uncircumcised. By the virtue of his uncircumcision,
you
are looking at his spear, his size, his previous conquest. When you bring it to the word of God, those evidence, they are not tenable. The judge will dismiss them. Based on the law of evidence, that evidence cannot stand.
I said,
my child has gone wayward for a long time. He has gone into the world. You
now
say, maybe it's a serpent seed. Shame.
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 Shame. Shame.
As long as they are living,
thou
shalt be saved. Thou and thy house. Faith declares
ahead
what is about to happen.
David did not argue with
Goliath.
He said, "You come to me with spear,
with
sword." He said, "But I come to you in the name of the Lord God of
Israel.
Today,
alone,
I will cut off your head." That is a declaration of faith. In the midst of trouble, what comes out of your mouth?
But this Oroba deba, okine wana man soja dele nore.
Jesus prayed a prayer.
Jesus badura kan.
Our Lord's prayer.
Adura Oluwa.
He said, "Our Father."
A pe baba wa.
Who art in heaven?
Ti n be l'orun.
Hallowed be thy name.
A pe owo ni fun oruko re.
Thy kingdom.
Ki ijoba re de.
Thy kingdom what?
Ki ijoba re ko se kini o.
We don't have time.
Ni akoko to.
But let me move to the next one.
He said, "Thy
will be done on earth."
I felt ire ni ka se ni aye.
As it is done in heaven.
Did
you hear what I said?
Thy
what? Be done where? In whatever circumstance you find yourself, you can say, "Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done in my marriage. As it is done in heaven. That will be done in my body. As it is what done in heaven. For he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him. And by his stripes we are healed." That is his will. When you are broke,
that
will be done on earth. As it was done in heaven. When you have problems at work, when you have problems in your business, when there is a problem in our ministry, in our church, thy will be done. Declare a declaration of faith. Pass a verdict of faith. You got authority as a son of God, as a daughter of God. You can sack Satan. Some of us will still run from homes or houses because of witches. Witches have sacked you. But I've never heard anybody that working in NPC or Shell or Total run away from that place because there are witches there.
Abi
there are no witches there.
Abi se ko sawon aje ni NPC ni, abi CBN ni.
Shame
ojuma ti o.
That will be done in my life, in my home, in my marriage, in my business, as is done in heaven. Let's rest our feet. But Abraham said, the angel behind the pulpit is greater than the angel from heaven. That sounds strong, Abi. This is not pride.
He's
recognizing my authority and my position in Christ. As tonight is concerned, I'm the angel behind the pulpit. If the word of the angel in heaven stood, let me tell you something. My word on you tonight, we stand. And I'm not afraid to say so. He said, wherever this word of God is preached on and adopted, he said,
the angel of the Lord, the pillar of fire will be there to confirm the same. Is that correct? We used to sing. Anywhere he went, he was doing good. But Abraham said, God does not change in both essence and behavior. When he was here, he went about doing good. When he said, Lord, have mercy on me, he showed them mercy. When he said, Lord, help me, he showed them help. When the sick comes to him, heal them. When the sick comes to him, he heals them. God is here tonight. His word is here tonight. Because it does not change in essence and behavior. I say to you by the word of the Lord tonight. Lift up your hands to the heavens and say, Lord, have mercy upon you. What is it that you desire tonight? You may think it's huge. You may think it's huge. But Jesus is passing this way tonight. Is there anybody that is sick in the body tonight? If you are sick in the body, wave your hand. By the power in the name of Jesus Christ, I pronounce you whole. Go home and be healed in Jesus' name. Listen, if you are watching us tonight, wherever you are watching us from, it's the same word to you. Go home and be healed. Is there a trouble in your home? A sister came to me one day. And she said, our elder sister, the husband, have gone to court for divorce. The elder sister is not a believer. I said, Pastor, pray. I want to pray, Pastor, that way my brother for one. I said, don't worry. My way, madam, mommy come. The Lord will sort them out. Some maybe 2 or 3 months after. She said, Pastor, you know the interesting thing? God has restored them back together. Listen. Is your home in crisis? Jesus stood one day. I said, peace be still. I command in your home, peace be still. Are you still single for children? You are here tonight, you are trusting God for children. Wave your hand. Let me see your hand. Okay. Listen. We read about Sarah tonight. That's your type. Listen, you remember what Abraham said? If God gave child to Sarah in her old age, if God blessed Anna with a child or with children, if God does not give you yours, God made a mistake there. Can God make a mistake? I say to you tonight by the word of the Lord, go home and receive your children as many as you desire. Do you have children that are unsaved? Stop calling them names. Don't call your children names. You are a stubborn child. Serpent seed. Olodo. Stop it! Tell Tell that child, you are blessed of the Lord. You are a wonderful child. You are a blessed child. You will excel. You will prosper. The Lord will be with you. You will be a pillar in the house of God. Wherever your children are tonight, no matter how far gone they are, I send the Holy Spirit of God after them tonight. The Lord will begin to redirect their steps back. Thou shalt be saved. Thou and thy house.
Is there trouble in your business or your place of work or your finances?
Or
you desire a job from God?
Whatever your heart desires tonight, spiritual, physical, financial, material, go home. Go home and receive them.
Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, peradventure that I have tonight, those who are struggling under the influence of bad habits, sinful, ungodly habits, maybe some of them have resigned themselves and say, I can't overcome this. Let them know tonight that is a lie from those wicked demons. By the power in the name of Jesus Christ, every power of hell, every power of the devil tormenting them, they are broken tonight. May the Holy Ghost flood their soul. Let it be, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ. I pronounce your blessing upon your children. They have come from far and near. Whatever it is that they have come for this conversion for, Lord, let it be unto them. In the name of Jesus Christ, they will leave this place testifying. They will get back home. Testimonies waiting for them. In the name of Jesus Christ, let there be a turnaround in their fortunes. For the better, in the name of Jesus. Bless every pastor. Bless every preacher. Bless their ministries. Bless their churches. In the name of Jesus. If there is anyone working, having a particular challenge, Lord, in their ministry tonight, oh God, may you come through for them. In the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father, because you've done it. Bless the host, Pastor. Bless his associates. Bless the host church. Remember them to do them good. Every contributor to this meeting, I thank you because they will never lose their reward. For we ask these things with faith and with thanksgiving. In Jesus Christ's name we are praying. And the bride say, and the bride say, God bless you.
I'm no longer a slave to Satan. I'm no longer a slave to fear.
You can be seated and sing.
You enjoy his presence tonight.
Ah, she gbadun Olorun ni asale.
That's the very reason Satan was anointed.
I think
at a point in time we find that this is too much.
Ah, be ni inu kan tin biesu pe ile ti poju.
We have to do something.
Ah, pe awon lati se nkan wa ti
dogun si. Must beckon to his demons.
Ah, eh, ba te ti sowo si awon emesu elegbe re.
As he did on the Sea of Galilee.
Ah, kaja bo se se le oju okun Galilee.
When the pastor and the whole church was inside the boat.
Ah, ngbati pastor ati awon majo re tan wa ninu okun oju
omi. Say, we sink the boat.
O ya pe te okun oju omi yen ri.
Ah, end the church.
Ah, eh,
but he missed the mark.
Ah, so, oh, she.
He did not hear the instruction.
Ah, that
said, let us cross to the other side. And his word cannot fail.
Ah,
did they get to the other side?
Ah, she one day hakeji odo. Abi one day be.
So we'll get to the other side.
Ah, one day hakeji.
God bless you
richly.
We thank the Lord for the wonderful blessing. Actually, what we hear and we have been seeing of this place is that there is 24 hours
light.
We've been coming several times. We've been here a number of times. There is no light failure.
Do
they have
Gen,
but the early
usage.
But I think when the kingdom of darkness was here this evening, the king of Persia tapped his demons. We have to go there and do something. But he failed. The Lord bless you, preacher.
Oniwasuwa kolu akopu kufun yin lopo lopo.
Well, you know, there is a little story. We are not traveling from here now. Here we are sleeping. There's a little story.
I thank you, come back.
Of a woman.
Ah, ti obinrin kan.
A professor
that
was teaching of how a woman should stay with the husband.
How they should
disbelieve anything that anybody say from
our side.
While the talk was going,
somebody
raised her
hand.
Say, I've been very afraid. I've been in bondage. I'm fear. Of how to clear myself. Until this time you are talking. That's when I got the confidence and the courage.
He
said, I've had about two children for your husband. Then the woman collapsed.
Ah, then you bring you.
She He said, preach what you practice. And practice what you
normally,
the power outage is to destabilize the preacher himself. To scatter and let the anointing fly away. And he was preaching on faith. And after all of the and the light was brought. He was back stable, normal. That is practicing what you preach. The Lord bless you. Let's listen to this announcement. All delegates in this camp should be told that it is compulsory for them to fill the allocation form with the allocators. Thanks and God bless you. Please help remind the brethren that it is compulsory for them to collect their cards from the registration department. Some are giving the allocators problems. The next one says, please help inform the sisters who are in the habit of littering their environment to please desist from doing so. They should realize that cleanliness is next to
godliness.
Sisters should also cooperate with the allocators to leave their hostess latest 20 minutes before the announced sitting
time.
This one said, so we thank you all. No negative security report. No
pilfering.
No misplacement of personal effects. No loss of items. No
azos.
Notwithstanding, we appeal for the following. Be more conscious of your personal effects. The toddlers should be allowed to go to the toilets 500 meters. Or be issue not. No toddler, sorry. Should be allowed to go to the toilet 500 meters away from the auditorium, except being well accompanied. No wandering around the construction area, arena near the auditorium. The last person to leave the hostel should avoid locking people inside. Somebody have experienced that. Conclusively, keep your personal affairs tight. Keep your personal affairs tight. No carelessness, please. A very, very low amount of money was found around the parking lot. If you see the officials,
thanks
and God bless you. A minister misplaced his wallet that contain ATM card, which I think the name should be written there. and if your name is on it, if you see any ATM, I mean any wallet, give to one of the officers, and then the officers will bring it. God bless you. Immediately we dismiss. It belongs to brother Bayo Oyedokun. Just take. Brother Bayo Oyedokun, where are you? Can you raise up your hand? Where is he? At the back. We'll go to the dining. The food is ready waiting for us. We eat and then we go to bed. 6 a.m.
We are go mefa
tomorrow morning devotion. God bless you richly. I say God bless you richly.
Hey,
shall we
rise?
Let us bow. Our gracious Heavenly Father, we want to thank you very much for the abundance of your blessings this evening. Despite the move of the enemy, you prove, as always, that you are the God, the one that has the final say, that rules and reigns in the affairs of your children. It was your business that was in progress, and Satan can only make a little noise, but it can never prevail. We thank you for the abundance of your blessings. We are so grateful. Thank you for your servant. We ask to replenish him a little the honor of his ministry.
Amen.
Dear Lord, we pray that you will strengthen him.
Amen.
And Lord, bless all your children, dear Father.
Amen.
Be with us as we go to our hostels to eat and also to go and sleep.
Amen.
Give us a peaceful night rest, Lord.
Amen.
When we come tomorrow, may you take us higher in your blessings.
Amen.
Thank you, eternal Father.
Thank you, Jesus.
Blessed be your wonderful
name. Hallelujah.
In Jesus Christ's name we pray.
Amen.
The Lord bless you. Till tomorrow morning.
Titi Ola.
May his banner over us.
Ki asia ife re lori wa.
Be loved.
To je ife. Koma je ife.
I am delivered. Praise the Lord. I am delivered. Oh, by his word. By his word, once I was bound. By the chains of Satan.
Oh, I am delivered. I will praise the Lord. Oh, praise the Lord. Thank you.